The Community Garda information slot is brought to you by Sheridan Security Systems, protecting what you value most. Call today and get your zero wire alarm system from €299. Sheridan Security, 9126025.
This is indeed the Community Garda information slot on Highland Radio. Delighted to say we're joined in studio by Garda Grainne Doherty. Grainne, good morning.
Good morning, Donal.
Great to see you. A few things to get through, Grainne, so we'll go straight forward, I think, and we're starting with a few burglaries, the first of them at Killylaston in Letterkenny over the weekend.
Yeah, so Gardaí in Letterkenny are investigating this burglary. It occurred at a licensed premises in the Killylaston area between 11:45pm on Thursday the 26th of October and 1:30am on Friday the 27th of October. So a door to the property was forced open, entry gained, and six TVs were stolen from the property. Five of those are LG brand TVs, 55-inch, and one is an LCD 70-inch TV. So we appeal to anybody who may have travelled in that area, the Killylaston area, between 11:30pm and 2am, who had a dash cam, to make that footage available to us. We're particularly interested in any sightings of groups of youths in the area around that time. So if anybody can assist with information, we ask them to contact us in Letterkenny on 9167100. The Garda Confidential Line also, as always, can be reached on 1800 666 111. And as always, should anybody come across similar type TVs for sale on a second hand basis, you know, and they're wary about it, just alert us also and we can check it out.
Staying in Letterkenny this time, heading over toward the Ballymacool area.
Yes, this is another burglary. This happened at the Gardens, Ballymacool, in the early hours of Wednesday the 25th of October in and around 5am. So a man was dropped off in that area by a taxi. He entered a property by smashing the glass in the rear patio door. He remained in this house for approximately 50 minutes and then left. So it's not believed that anything was stolen or disturbed too much within the property. We appeal to anybody who may have observed a lone male on foot, particularly in the area of Ballymacool in the early hours of Wednesday morning, to make contact with us in Letterkenny on 9167100. And again, look, as always, we're always appealing for dash cam footage. It's invaluable to us. Yeah. So if anybody was in that area with a dash cam, maybe other taxi drivers, between 5am and 6:15am, we also ask them to make contact with us.
Obviously, I mean, questions over the motive of this and what the person was doing in the house for that length of time. And I'm sure a very distressing and worrying experience for the owner of the home or the person living there. Tibun Crana now, issues of criminal damage.
Yeah, this incident happened on Park Lane, Buncrana. This happened between, so 5 to 1 in the morning and 1:15 on the morning of Friday, October 27th. A car was parked on Park Lane and substantial damage was caused to it between those times. Footprints were found around the car, the body of the car. Damage had been caused to the passenger side front and rear door, the passenger side wing, the passenger side mirror, and the quarter panel, and to the boot lid. I'm getting tongue tied now. Boot lid also. So we appeal to anybody who may have witnessed what occurred to make contact with Gardaí in Buncrana on 9320540. And as always, again, as with most incidents, we're appealing for dash cam footage from anybody who may have travelled within at the main street or Park Lane area around that time.
Another serious incident involving a car, this time in Lifford.
Yes, criminal damage incident. This happened in the Hazelwood Drive area of Lifford in the early hours of Wednesday the 25th, in and around 5 past midnight. A car that was parked in that area was set alight. So the fire brigade attended the scene, extinguished the flames, but the car was totally gutted, destroyed as a result of the fire. So we're appealing to anybody who may have witnessed any suspicious activity, you know, people, vehicles in that area around that time, to make contact with Gardaí in Letterkenny on 9167100. And of course, alternatively, sometimes people might not want to ring their local Garda station. They can, as always, contact the Garda Confidential Line on 1800 666 111. And there's when you ring that line, you're put through to an automated message. You leave your message. There's no requirement on you to leave your name or anything else. You just leave whichever information you want to leave after the bleep, and that's it.
We periodically hear stories of deer on the roads, and we hear stories of collisions, and an incident recently on the N15 is one of concern.
Yeah, well, just a lady motorist recently contacted us. She had collided with a deer on the N15. She had been travelling between Ballybofey and Donegal Town. Happened at approximately on October 25th at about 10pm at night, so it was dark at the time when this collision occurred. Now, thankfully, she wasn't injured. But I just wanted to bring it to everybody's attention. I know that area in particular, there would be collisions over the years, you know, involving deer and vehicles. So we want to remind all drivers to drive with caution. So the deer rutting season takes place between late September and early to mid-November. So motorists should be extra vigilant at dawn and dusk when deer are most active, particularly in high-risk areas, so woodlands and mountain areas such as the Barnes Gap area there. Road users should reduce their speed when they see a warning sign, and when travelling on country roads in particular, stay alert. So if you do come across a deer on the road, dip your headlights. The full beam can cause the deer to freeze. If a deer has crossed in front of your vehicle, be aware that others may follow. Never swerve, and that probably is an automatic, you know, a human reaction, an automatic reaction to swerve the car, but never swerve because you could hit another obstacle or an oncoming vehicle. Just always look, our usual advice, always expect the unexpected, and just when you're behind the wheel, always be prepared to stop.
We had a discussion on the programme this morning earlier about road safety and detections, etc., over the course of the holiday weekend, and Donegal not immune.
No, of course no. And Gardaí were out in force now across the Donegal division over the bank holiday weekend. They were conducting speed checks and high visibility checkpoints. So across the Donegal division between Friday and Monday, bank holiday weekend, there were 5 arrests for drink driving related offences and 5 arrests for drug driving offences. Now, numerous other offences were detected, road traffic offences and fixed charge penalty notices were issued for a number of those. And we just want to remind people, look, we continue the bank holiday road safety appeal is out, you know, anytime there's a bank holiday. But of course, we're appealing to people to stay safe and act in a responsible manner when you're getting behind the wheel at any time of the year, regardless of whether it's a bank holiday or not. So we're urging all road users to please take care on the roads. Do not ever take unnecessary risks. Wear a seatbelt, slow down, don't use or hold a mobile phone while driving, and never drive while under the influence of alcohol or drugs.
I know, Grainne, you want to talk to us about the Garda Youth Awards that took place here in Donegal recently.
Yeah, so the awards ceremony actually within the for the Donegal winners themselves took place on May 18th there at Ingrain on Theatre in Letterkenny. So there was 4 categories in which an overall award was presented. So those winners then are put forward from the Donegal division to the national awards, you know, to be considered for a national award. So we're absolutely delighted this year again. We have 2 winners again this year from the Donegal division. They've won at national level. So they're now going to travel to Portlaoise on Saturday, the 4th of November, to be presented with their awards. So I just want to say a few lines about both, if that's okay. Yeah. So Mulroy College, Milford, they have won a national award in a special recognition category. So Mulroy were nominated. We would like to thank everybody also that nominated the young people involved for awards. The Chrysler explosion in October 22 had, and it continues to have, a devastating impact on the local community and further afield. The staff and students of Mulroy College, they suffered the loss of 2 of their beloved students, and a number of students attending the school also suffered great personal losses, you know, within their own lives. There were students who suffered injuries as a result of the explosion, and the pain and loss suffered within that school community was followed by a display of maturity from the student body, a maturity far exceeding their young years. They comforted and supported each other within the school community, and they also reached out to others who were suffering within the wider community, bringing immeasurable comfort to many. And just in relation to that particular nomination, I would like to say, I won't name names, but the person who did put pen to paper and nominated Mulroy College suffered indescribable loss themselves as a result of the explosion in Chrysler. And, you know, at a time like that, I just thought it was very heartwarming for them to take the time and their own time of immeasurable grief, that they took the time to recognise the good and, you know, others. And I thought it was lovely, and I'd like to thank them for making the nomination. Adam Locke has won a national award in the individual category. So Adam established a rugby club within his school in Glenties, St Columbus Comprehensive, for students who were on the periphery. They didn't have a love of Gaelic or soccer. Adam established an under 14 boys, under 16 boys, and a junior and senior girls rugby club within the school. So he reached out to exchange students within the community, members of the Ukrainian community who were living locally, and asked them to join. And Adam is a trained junior coach and referee. The necessary training he undertook entirely in his own time was to assist with the management and coaching within the club. So every training session within the rugby club is coached single-handedly by Adam. He loves to play rugby, but he sacrificed his own playing time to coach and referee his peers. And he offers to referee for other schools also. So he has organised charity events in order to raise funds for sports equipment and kits. He promotes social awareness, and a portion of funds raised from his events is then donated to charities, especially those focusing on mental health awareness. He brought a TY rugby training module into the school and worked with the IRFU to establish a training programme for transition year students to encourage sports participation and to contribute towards better mental health within his community. So we just want to congratulate, firstly, the staff and students from Mulroy College, Adam Locke. We want to congratulate them all on their success at national level, and we hope they have an enjoyable day on Saturday with their guests. And as always, look, we want to congratulate all of the young people within Donegal who were nominated this year for an award, and thank the nominees also. We also want to thank Judge Etchin Cunningham, the Joint Policing Committee, and Councillor Jerry McMonagall for making this year's Donegal Garda Youth Awards a success, and to anybody else who helped in any way.
And indeed, we echo that ourselves here as well. Finally, it's October 31st, which means it's Halloween, which means a lot of people will be going out and enjoying themselves tonight. A lot of people, particularly in An Garda Síochána and potentially the fire service, will be going out tonight, not necessarily for enjoyment. You want to see people enjoy themselves tonight, but you don't want their enjoyment to put pressure on yourselves and the other emergency services.
Of course, yeah. And every year, look, Halloween night, every year, the guards, the fire service were flat out. You know, the calls are coming thick and fast. And it is a fun time of year, but unfortunately for some it's a far from fun time of year for many, due to the misbehaviour of but a few, and a very few at that. So we just want to remind people in relation to fireworks. Fireworks is the main issue every year, really, and we want to remind the public that igniting an illegal firework, throwing an ignited firework at a person or property, or possessing illegal fireworks works with intent to sell or supply, these are all offences. And if you're found guilty of any of these offences, this can result in a fine of up to €10,000 or up to 5 years imprisonment, or to both. So fireworks can cause damage to property, injury to people and animals, and they can be extremely frightening for elderly, vulnerable people. You know, and quite often Halloween we would receive calls at night time from people who live alone, elderly, vulnerable people, and they're petrified. They're petrified in their own home with the racket outside, you know, and we would just ask people to respect others, you know, and remember that your behaviour can have an effect on others. It does have an effect on others. We ask everybody, anybody who has any information in relation to the illegal use or sale of fireworks, they should contact us immediately. And if your child's going out trick-or-treating tonight, as many of them will be, and they'll be delighted, I suppose, now with the long, the dark evening, they can go out earlier this evening. But if they are going out trick-or-treating, please ensure that they can be seen clearly by road users. I know most of their costumes are going to be dark and black, but stick a wee armband or something, a wee reflective backpack, something on them. Just make sure that they're seen by other road users. And please ensure that an adult is accompanying them also. And pets, this time of year, we do often have visitors to the station. You know, they stay for a number of hours until their owner collects them. But Halloween, you know yourself, the animals get quite frightened, and a lot of animals do take off to the roads at this time of year. So we're asking everybody, if you have a pet, ensure that it's secure, that it's kept indoors tonight. And should anybody require our assistance this Halloween, we can be reached 24/7 in Letterkenny, 9167100, Buncrana on 9320540, in Ballyshannon on 0719858530, and Milford on 91530600. And as always, call 999 or 112 if it's an emergency that you're calling about. And we're just wishing everybody a safe and an enjoyable Halloween.
And I suppose if you're on the roads tonight, assume there's going to be children around the corner, especially, say, between 6 and 8. Just if everyone assumes there'll be children on the road, and just takes account of that and slows down a bit. Yeah.
And as we said earlier, always be prepared to stop. If you're behind the wheel, be prepared to stop. Whether it's trick-or-treaters, deer, anything, just always be in a position that you're able to stop safely in safe time. And also at this time of year, we would get calls often about, you know, bins being set, things like that. There could be obstacles on the road. So particularly tonight, just take extra care, drive slowly and be prepared. Be prepared for the unexpected. Yeah. I just have one actually, I mentioned it to you there at the start. Last thing to mention here. So the Finn Valley are having their text alert AGM on the 8th of November at the CPI Centre there in Castlefin at 7:30 p.m. So they're inviting existing members to come along, and anybody who's interested in joining the Finn Valley text alert scheme also, we would invite them to call in as well. I'll be there as well that night. And we welcome, everybody's welcome to call in. And at this time of year, you know, it's a good idea to get involved with a local a text alert scheme or a community alert scheme, you know, as the evenings are getting darker.
Garda Gráinne Doherty, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, John.
The Community Garda Information Slot is brought to you by Sheridan Security Systems, protecting what you value most. Call today and get your zero-wire alarm system from €299. Sheridan Security, 912-6025.